I just want to stand before you just for a little while. Our scripture verse this morning comes from the book of Psalm, chapter 46, verses 1 through 3. And the word of the Lord reads as thus. I'm reading from the New International Version. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake within their urging. Let us pray. God, we thank you for this opportunity to stand behind the sacred desk. Lord, we bless your name and we give you praise, God. We thank you, Lord, for looking beyond our shortcomings and finding something worthy in of us to use that we might speak to your people. Lord, I thank you for my pastor who shares this desk with us, O God. Bless him indeed, O God, and expand his territory. Help him, O God, to continue to lead and guide his people, the one you have assigned to him to shepherd in the way that you would have them to go. This is our prayer, and we offer it up in Jesus' name. Amen. If I was to tag this short time, this mini sermon with a title, it would be A Shelter in the Storm. This particular scripture verse found in the book of Psalm was written by King David, or at least the scholars attributed to King David. And it's really a song. He wrote it, and the temple choir called the Koranites, they would sing it in the temple. And David wrote this because he wanted to express to God just how much he appreciated him, how much God had kept them through so many things that he had gone through. We know that David was now king, but David could remember the things that God had done in the years before he became king, when he was running from King Saul and King Saul was trying to destroy him, and how God would hide him in the cave and keep him protected as the people came, King Saul and the soldiers would come up against him. And David was just so thankful and grateful unto God, how even when before he became king and King Saul hated him and did everything he could to destroy him, but even in the midst of that, he was able to go and slay Goliath and protect his people. And God just continued to use him. And so in this time, as I was thinking, what would God have us to know today? God would have us to know that even in the midst of a storm in life, and as many people, a couple of people have said here today, every storm was not about the elemental things that was going on. It wasn't about just the wind that was raging. Some people have some winds raging in their lives that they can't even begin to calm. But God wants us to know that he's a shelter in the time of storm. He wants us to know that he's a refuge. And a refuge is a shelter. It's a place of covering. It's a place that you might go to, that you might find safety away from the storms of life. And it is in God that we find that safety that we need. As I was going through it and looking at what God was saying to us, that first word of encouragement we find in that verse is that God is a refuge. And according to the Hebrew, a refuge is a place of shelter. It's a place that we are familiar with. But what he also says is that he gives us hope. You know that you can be going through something, but if you don't have hope in God, that God is able to bring you through, you might lose yourself in the situation. But God wants us to know that we can hope and believe in him, that we can trust him for all things. On yesterday, as I was as I got up and I got a text message, my phone no longer works now, but as I got a text message from my nephew, and he was saying to me, could I please send him a prayer for him and his coworkers? And I said to myself, Lord, I part of my mind wanted to reprimand him and say that you know how to pray. that your mother was a praying woman. You know how to pray. But the other part of me is saying that sometimes when people are distressed and in a place where they don't know what to do, they can't get a prayer through. They don't know how to put the words together. So the Lord gave me a word of prayer to just send out to him. I texted to him. I emailed it to him and asked him, yes, share it with your friends, that God promised to keep us. No matter what the situation is, that God would bring us through. He promised to be a covering. He promised to be a protection. No matter what it might look like, God is saying that I am able to keep you. No matter what situation you might find yourself in at this moment, that there is no one greater than me. As we have heard, different people stood up and said that they, that scripture, that word fell into their spirit, that God said to the winds, peace be still, and the winds were still, and the waters stopped roaring. God is still saying that to us today. Peace be still. Yes, yes. That no matter what your situation is, he's able to bring us through. As I was, yesterday I had, I was doing the mother thing, something that I probably shouldn't share, but I'm going to share it, is that I got on the line to wait for gas, not so much for myself, but for my son, who still has a problem believing when I say do something, or this is what the warning is, to heed the warning. And so instead of, he's saying to me, well, I got cabin fever. I got to get out of here. And he just rolled around and burned out all the little bit of gas that he had. So I got on the line and I stood there to get gas. And I said to myself, why are you doing this? This is a grown man. He can get his own gas. But as I stood there, as Pastor said, as he prayed this morning and asked God why everybody around him had power and he didn't have power, I too stood there and said, God, why am I doing this? Why am I still doing this? And the Lord said to me clearly, because I want you to see something. And as I stood there and I watched, as I was standing on the line, I watched people gathering on this line. And as they gathered there on the line, other people started, the line got very, very long. And we had rolled around already looking for some gas. And as they stood there, one person would come up to a friend that they knew on the line and hand them their can. And then another friend would do it. And I know the sister said that she stood on line for people, but there's another side to this. The line was very, very long. And people had been standing there for hours waiting for gas. And you walk up 5 minutes and hand your can to someone else and say, get me gas, when there's a whole big line standing behind you. And God is looking at how we are treating one another. God is looking at our selfishness. God is looking at how we disrespect each other's time and each other's life. God is looking at how, even now, when he's calling us to be in community, we are still looking for ways to cheat and to backbite and to take advantage of other people. And so I said to the Lord, what are you asking me? What are you showing me here? He said, I'm trying to show you that I am trying to get people to learn how to wait on me, to know that I am able to provide. It looked like the gas is going to run out, but the gas is not going to run out because I'm all sufficient. I am able to keep you no matter what. As I stood there and I watched and I said something to the people around me, and I said, I'm not going to say another word. And just as I stood there, and the Lord said to me, no worry. If they don't learn now, they'll learn another time. Because until I finish teaching, they will learn. And so just as I was standing there and putting my focus on getting to the front of the line, I saw the Honorable Michael Dressler come by in his wheelchair. He rolled up right on past everybody on the line and went to the back of the line with his can. The man who had been taking everybody else in the neighborhood's can on the line called the police officer over and said to the police officer, oh, we don't mind if he gets in front of the line. It's okay. Now, you got a nerve to say this to the police officer when you've taken three other cans besides your own. The police officer went back to the honorable wrestler and offered him to come to the line. But he refused to come. Why? Because he has integrity. Because he has dignity. Because he respects the fact that everybody is in the same situation. And that we have no right to take advantage of a situation when God is trying to teach us something, when God is trying to bring us through something, when God is trying to show his power and his glory to us. The second word of encouragement as I take my seat today is found in that second part of that first verse. God is ever-present help in trouble. God is always present. And he's willing, if we're willing to accept his help, he will always make his help available to us. The second part of this verse is telling us that as this word ever present, mean it's continuous, it's always, it never ends. God is from everlasting to everlasting. He's a shelter in the storm when storms are raging in our life. He's hope in a storm that the storm will not last forever. God is a covering that we need, and when we feel that we're powerless to cover even ourselves. God is our refuge and an ever-present help in the time of trouble. And we have to remember that today and in the days to come. Don't look to what man can do, but look to what God can do. Learn how to be obedient to what God is speaking to us. So many people were in harm's way this past week because they did not listen. They did not heed the word. And God is saying, I'm speaking. I'm asking you to listen to me. Slow down for a minute and just hear what thus saith the Lord. And know that God is powerful and he can do anything but fail. As I take my seat, I want to share this little story with you about a king and his friend. They were real good friends. In fact, the friend was the one that went hunting with this African king. And the friend was the one who would prepare the rifle when they would go out hunting. And so they were out hunting one day, and the rifle kicked back and caused the king to lose his thumb. And being that this friend was one that no matter what the situation was, whether it was positive or negative, he would always say, this is good. And so when the king used the rifle and caught, and there was a backsplash and he lost his thumb, the friend said, this is good. And so the king said, what's so good about this? In fact, he was so angry that he had the friend thrown into prison. And so a little while later, the king went hunting again. And while he was out hunting in an area he should not have been, he ran up against some cannibals. And you know, cannibals are people that take people and, you know, they eat them. But that's not the moral of the story. The cannibals took the king back to their camp. They prepared the big pot. They put the wood all around the pot and started the fire. And they went to put the king into the pot. But when they looked at the king's hand and saw that one thumb was missing, they had a policy that they never ate anything that was not complete. And so they refused to eat the king. And so when the king looked at the situation, he said, this is good. And so he went back home. And as he went back home, he got his friend out the prison. And he said to his friend, I couldn't see it then when you said after I lost my thumb that this is good. But the life brought me through a situation. And it looked like what was meant for evil before, what was meant for harm before, that the Lord will take whatever situation you're in and bring you out. The Lord knew this was going to happen, and he prepared the king, even though the king couldn't see it at the time. You see, the Lord will take you through some things and cause you to have to go through some things. But in that time, the Lord is working some other things out in your life. He's preparing you for yet another storm that's bigger than you could ever imagine. But if you stand up in this one, you will stand up in that one. If you trust him in this one, you will trust him in that one. If he brought you through this, he'll bring you through that. If he kept you today, he'll keep you tomorrow. God bless you. For God is a refuge and ever-present help in the time of trouble.